We are so happy that all of you could be with us this weekend to get into this wonderful book of Revelation. Yeah, it's a real blessing for us to read this book together.
Amen.
Amen. As we saw this morning, the Bible is the Word of God. And if the Lord would be merciful to take away all of our veils, then we would be able to see Him more clearly, especially as this great, wonderful high priest. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Amen. I don't have this voice of many waters. I have the mic to help. Praise the Lord. Yeah. We do have such a wonderful great high priest. This is such an important picture for all of us to see in this first chapter of the book of Revelation. Because as we mentioned, the emphasis is on the priesthood. The Lord's burden for all of us today is to perfect this royal and holy priesthood. Yeah. And first thing we need to do is to see this great heavenly high priest. Yeah. And because without this great heavenly high priest, there is no priesthood. Mm-hmm. Revelation is one of the most misunderstood books in the Bible. Many Christians simply skip over it because they don't understand it. And some even find it scary, right? And are afraid to read it. But if the Holy Spirit opens the eyes of our understanding and help us to see all the wonderful mysteries in this book, we will actually find this book very enlightening. Amen. Very encouraging. Yeah. Rather than be afraid, we should actually love it. Amen. Embrace it. And even as John did, eat it up, right? This little book, it's sweet to our tastes and sour in our stomach because it will heal us. Yeah. Verse 3 says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy." Don't be afraid. Be blessed. The Lord says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hears and keeps those things which are written in it, for the time is near." Yeah. This is so timely for us in this, the end of 2023. Time is really near. In verse 5, the Lord told us that He is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. Thank you. And He is the ruler over the kings of the earth. Christ was faithful to God. He was a witness through his speaking. He was not afraid, but also through his living. When the Lord was on the earth, every step that he took, every action that he took, was a faithful witness. He did not do anything out of himself, but what the Father told him to do. That's a faithful witness. Yeah. Witness, as we saw, means martyr. So the Lord was faithful all the way unto death. Praise the Lord, it didn't stop there. He is also the firstborn from the dead. We praise the Lord for his human living, his crucifixion, but we also praise the Lord for his resurrection. And he rose from the dead, and he is now the ruler over the kings of the earth. This is his ascension. Christ ascended to the throne of God, so he is far above all. And today he is helping us, asking us all to join him. That's why verse 6 says, and has made us kings and priests. There is the priesthood. He has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. What a wonderful plan that our Lord has for us. It's good to be saved, no doubt about it. It's good to have our sins forgiven. It's good to have eternal life. But it's much better to be kings and priests. Do not set your Christian goal so low. Aim higher. This is John's encouragement to us from the book of Revelation. I want to speak to some of the young people who are with us today. How many of you like to read books? Yeah. How many of you actually go to the library and check out books? Oh, I did. I love reading. Right? When you go to the library, you will find books in many categories. There's history, adventure, mysteries, thrillers, wars, even romance, biographies, etc. Let me tell you, the book of Revelation has everything. It is a wonderful mystery, right? As we will see later in this conference, the mystery of the seven stars, the mystery of the seven golden lampstands. It has a fascinating adventure. It is a story that will bring you high above the heavens, even to the very throne of God. And it is an action thriller with dramatic scenes of battles and judgments, both in heaven and on earth. And then there is a great battle between, a warfare between the heavenly angelic hosts versus the fallen demonic forces of darkness. And there is also a war to end all wars in the great battle of Armageddon. Yes. And at the same time, there's a divine romance between Christ and the church. It's a love story. And this book will literally transport you from 2,000 years ago all the way to infinity and beyond. Because it will foretell the coming age of the millennial kingdom and even to the eternal city of the new Jerusalem with the new heavens and the new earth. Let me tell you, this book is neither science nor a fiction. This is the Word of God, and it's wonderful. I encourage all of you young people to read it and hear it and keep it. This is what the Lord wants us all to do. And in this chapter, the Lord introduced himself to us as, in verse 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. There are two most important questions in life that we all should take the time to ask ourselves. First is, what is the beginning? And the second is, what is the end? Without the answers to these most important questions, our human existence is really meaningless. As we speak today, there are 8 billion people on the earth. Many of them are lost, and they have no clue what is really going on. They're just groping in the dark, living from paycheck to paycheck. And they're all trying to make ends meet without knowing what is the end. Do you want to know how this universe all started? Let's go to the beginning. Right? John is the expert on the beginning. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. Right? 1 John 1:1. That which was from the beginning. Yeah. It's important to know and ask, where do we come from? Right? And then, have you ever wondered what will happen at the end? What will happen to this universe? What will happen to you? Yeah. Where are you going? Do you know how to get there? Are you sure how to get there? Well, we need to go ask the Omega, the End. He will tell us because his name is the End. It's important that we know the Lord as the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Yeah. And in this wonderful book, the Lord is really trying to tell us what is the true meaning of this universe. And if we know Christ as such a one, we would know the purpose for our human life. Right? He is the beginning and he is the end, and he is so much more than just our Savior and Redeemer. And if you would know Christ as such a one, then you will have the answer to this two very important question. In verse 9, John goes on to say, I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. I appreciate John telling us these two very simple facts about himself. First, I'm just a brother, and I'm also your companion. Yeah. Very simple. When we are going through sufferings and tribulations, it's important for us all to know that we are not alone. We have a brother, we have a companion who is bearing this load together with us. Yeah. And this is a wonderful writer who is telling us the story. Verse 11, again, the Lord says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. This is amazing. The Lord keeps repeating himself in this way. It must be important, and we need to ask the Lord to reveal himself to us in this wonderful way. And as it was brought up this morning, the Lord has another title. His name is Who Is, Who Was, and Who Is to Come. Yeah, this is wonderful. In the Gospel of John, the Lord himself said, He is the bread of life. Right? He is the living water. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the truth, the way, and the life. He is the great I am. What does that mean, He is? It means whatever you need at this present time, He is. You need food? He is. You need clothing? He is. You need shelter? He is. Yeah. You name it. He can meet your every need. Do you need comfort, joy, peace, rest, health, hope? You name it. His name is Who Is. He can satisfy all of our needs. And He is the one who is now walking in our midst and speaking to us right here, right now. He is the present one. And His name is also Who Was. I like this. It was brought up this morning. He knows our past. He knows where we have come from. He chose us, all of us, before the foundation of the world. And He was there when we were fearfully and wonderfully made. And He was there when we were conceived in our mother's womb. And He was there when we were dead in our trespasses and sins. Yeah, I praise the Lord. He is and He was. You know, the Lord was also there through all of our troubles in the 70s. Oh, you know the troubles. And the 80s. And the 90s. And even this last 4 years of the pandemic, the Lord knows because He was. Yeah. He knows all the aches and pains that we suffer, and not just physically. Yeah. He knows us from the inside out. How wonderful is our Christ. Yeah, may the Lord reveal Himself to us. You know, when our children rebels, I have one, and they often tell us, the parents, "You don't know me. You don't understand what I'm going through." But of course we do. Because we were there when you were born. We fed you, we clothed you, we changed your dirty diapers. We know you better than you. This is how the Lord is to us. He really knows us, and He understands. And furthermore, He is to come, right? Who is, who was, and who is to come. Oh, today we have this expression, the best is yet to come, right? I like this, because our Christ is the best. And He is to come, right? And in this book of Revelation, He's going to show us what is to come. I cannot tell you what is to come, but He can. Because His name is Who Is to Come. If we have any questions, let us ask Him. Let us go to Him. Yeah. We all knew what happened in 2020. And it seems like it took almost 4 years for us to have all you saints back here. And this is almost the end of 2023. So it took almost 4 years for 2020 to be over. I can't wait for 2024 to come. Yeah. If everything goes as we expected, it's going to be a very happy new year. We will all find out soon what is to come. Yes, Christ is the goal toward which we press. We need to seek the Lord. Lord, show us what is to come. Show us what is lacking still among us so that we can get ready. We can be prepared. So may the Lord really help us all. In Revelation 19:7, it says, "The wife made herself ready." May the Lord help us all to get ready for His coming, because He is the present, He is the past, and He is our future. Yeah. When we read any book, the best part is always the end. It's called the climax or the grand finale, right? So the book of Revelation is the grand finale of the entire Bible. And our God, in His infinite wisdom, reveals this great ending. Firstly, to His servant John. And today, He wants to reveal this to all those who love Him, to all those who are seeking and desiring to know. And so, over and over, the Lord is telling us, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, I am the beginning, and I am the end, and I am the first, and I am the last. And again, in verse 17, the Lord says, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. Why did the Lord say, do not be afraid? Because we Christians sometimes are afraid of tribulations. We are afraid of suffering. We are afraid of pain. We are afraid of the uncertainty of life. We are afraid of what is going to happen at the end. We are afraid of death. We are afraid of many things. And the Lord said, do not be afraid. I find this word so encouraging, because I am the first and I am the last. Yeah. When I root for my favorite sports teams, it's always very difficult to watch the end of a very close game. That's why they call it a nail biter. And sometimes I can barely watch it, right, John? I just get so nervous. I'm pacing back and forth, and I just don't like the agony that my team that I root for at the end loses. Right? And if this is like a Super Bowl, I want my team to be up by 3 touchdowns in the last 2 minutes. Right now, if we look at the world situation today, here in Los Angeles, San Francisco, hey, it's not looking so good for the Lord, apparently. Huh? This reminds us of a very similar situation that happened 2,000 years ago when our Lord was put on the cross and all of His disciples, even Peter, went hiding. And it seems like it's going to lose, right? But at that point, God actually says, I have you, the devil, exactly where I want you to be. Right? And we all know what happened. The Lord was crucified, and then He resurrected, and then He ascended. So within 3 short days, it went from the agony of defeat to a thrill of triumph and victory. Yeah. Because the Lord is the first and the last. Okay. So this is the wonderful Christ that the Lord wants to reveal Himself to us. And we need to see this. We need to see this. And for all of you younger ones, if you haven't read the book of Revelation, I have a spoiler alert. In the end of this book, God wins. It's a happy ending, okay? He defeats His arch rival enemy, Satan. And the main character, Christ, gains His leading lady, the bride. Yes. And the Lord finally gets what He has been after, His glorious bride. Yep. And the great dragon is cast into the lake of fire, along with all those who worship and follow him. And Babylon has fallen. Sea is no more. Night is no more. Death and darkness is no more. This is the best ending ever. Yes. And God ushers in the millennial kingdom. And all those who are faithful are given the reward to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And after that, there is the new heaven, new earth, and the new Jerusalem. Yeah, this is not a fairy tale. This is not a movie. This is going to happen. This is the word of God. And it's written here in the book of Revelation. And so I'm very burdened today for our younger generation, because it's sad to see that so many of your peers in high school, in college, young professionals have been so distracted by the world and deceived by the evil one, and you have no interest in God's word. That's so sad. I know this because I was in your shoes once. Really, I was a church kid. I was raised in a Christian family, and I was in the young people's meetings and in the conferences, and the Lord really have mercy on me and turn my heart. Yeah. And if he can turn my heart, he can turn your heart. He can turn your heart, right? It's really up to the Lord, and we all need to have our hearts turned to him. I cannot help you, but the Lord can help you. Trust in this living God, because his name is the Alpha and the Omega, Amen. The beginning and the end. Yeah, and if you would just read this book and embrace it, eat it up, your life will be changed, like the Lord changed my life. Yeah. So our burden this weekend is not to give you more information, because information is useless. Our burden, as we share this morning, is to point you to our heavenly great high priest. He's the only one who can perfect all the golden shining lampstands. We need to ask the Lord to reveal himself to us, because only he can help us, prepare us, judge us, rebuke us, correct us, and make us all ready for his coming. Yeah, the Lord's coming is drawing nigh. So again, I repeat, blessed is he who reads, who hears the words of this prophecy, and keeps those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Yeah. So for all of you, it's your turn to read it for yourself, to dig into God's word, to stir up your appetite and taste and see that the Lord is good. Yeah. May the Lord speak to us richly in this conference. May we all have an ear to hear what he is speaking to us. Praise the Lord.